34 years old before I ever tried cauliflower. When I was, I don't know, maybe 8 or so, my mom said, you gotta try cauliflower. She encouraged me to do that, and I said, of course, yuck, I hate cauliflower. How do you know you hate cauliflower? She asked, you've never tried it before. I didn't have a good answer for her, but I knew that I hated cauliflower. I tried it 26 years or so later, and from the first bite, I realized it didn't taste anything like I thought it was going to taste, and that I loved it. Today, I love cauliflower. I love it baked and broiled and steamed and fried. I love it any way that you can give it to me, and I don't hate it for what I don't know that it is, but I love it for what I know it to be. Love grows as you know. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, everyone that is around Jesus, his family, his disciples, his enemies, all of them don't know that Jesus is the Son of God, or they refuse to know that Jesus is the Son of God. The only ones in the Gospel of Mark who know who Jesus is aren't people at all. They're demons and holy spirits, or evil spirits, as Mark calls them. It's not until Jesus is died, when the breath has left his body, when the temple curtain tears in two, that the first human being realizes that God has been in their midst. So Mark chapter 15 records it like this. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was God's son. In the middle of this dramatic story of Jesus' death and resurrection, it's easy to miss these few simple words from the centurion, but they are immensely important because it is in this moment for the first time that the world begins to realize that Jesus is the Son of God. And it makes it possible for the first time for us not to appreciate Jesus for being a teacher, or to hate him for being a threat, or to doubt him for being a false prophet, or even to love him for being a son, or for who he thought he was. In the centurion's few simple words, it becomes possible for us, for the first time, to love Jesus for who we now know him to be, our Savior, the one who loved us first, even unto death. Our service this morning and this meditation is a call to know it. It is a call to look around our world, not with bored eyes, not with jaded eyes, not with sleepy eyes that look around and expect to see what we've always seen. But you see, this morning, there is a call for us to look at our neighbors sitting next to us, to look at the plants and the flowers and the earth beneath our feet, to look again at Jesus of Nazareth and to see there what we have not seen before. David Stevenson, you know David, he has been working in Mexico with the Peace Corps for the last year and a half or so. But back in November, he came home to visit with us, which was great. And after coffee, or during coffee fellowship, he was available to talk with us, and he brought some, I think they were purses, that were made out of potato chip bags, right? They were brightly colored and beautiful, and I mean, Dorito bags and Cheeto bags and pretzel bags. But I missed it until he pointed out to me that they were made with potato chip bags. I thought that maybe they were made with fibers or with plastic sheeting, but I missed what was the most important thing about them. I missed the fact that they were made with recycled products. I missed the creativity and the ingenuity of the people that David worked with. I missed the most important thing that was there in front of me. I had liked those purses when I thought I knew what they were, but now I love them because I know what they are. You see, love grows as you know. The good news for us this morning is that there are wonders all around us waiting to be known and to be discovered. The good news for us is that under every plant and behind every door and sitting in the pew, person in the pew next to you, and within every scripture verse, there is a seed of love waiting to be known and to grow. The good news for us is that the Son of God is waiting for us to be known in our very next step. And the good news is that love grows as you know. The good news is that love grows as you know. The good news is that love grows
as you know.
That love grows as you know.